Mishnah 10, Amarim Mechem Lechem, still doing the case where he's pouring from one container up above into one below. It says the Mishnah, if he's pouring from hot to hot, in other words, both are hot liquids, and the one above is pure, and the one below is impure. So he's pouring a hot liquid above in that container into a hot, impure liquid below. Umitzonen, etzonen, or from cold to cold, the pure liquid above is cold, and the pure liquid, pure liquid above is cold, and the pure liquid below is cold. Is impure, yeah. Yeah, the bottom one's always impure in these cases. Umecham letzonen, or from hot into cold. So in all of these cases, tahor, as we said in the previous Mishnah, the liquid stream is not a connection between the top and the bottom, unless it was one of those very thick liquids that we listed in the previous Mishnah. Mitzonen lacham, but if he's pouring from cold into hot, now says the Mishnah tame, now it is tame, why? Because now you've got the issue of the steam coming off the bottom liquid, which is impure, and that steam is rising up and reaching the top liquid. So now the top liquid will become impure, essentially from this impure steam that's coming off. Rabbi Shimon Elmer, he says, af amare mecham lecham. He says, even if you're pouring from hot to hot, v'koicha shel tachton yafe mishel elyon, and the power of the lower one is greater than the upper one, tama, it will make the upper one tama. So according to him, the first opinion was if it's from hot to hot, so there's steam coming off both of them, right? So then the steam from the lower one won't make the upper one impure. The steam from the upper one like messes up the lower one. So Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that. He says if the lower one is like stronger, then hotter, yeah. And it's the lower one is hotter, I guess there'll be more steam coming off it. So he said that would be enough to make the upper one impure, but the rabbis don't agree with that.